Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Cincinnati's Q102. I mean, let me tell you how it is, kids.
Please. I mean, tell me.
Oh, tell Jen, she's a mom of a teenager. How involved is
with
it?
With special needs, please. Yeah.
One of these
tell
days,
me.
I'll sit you down and explain things to you. Yeah. Tell you how it really is in the real world. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:35, Jeff and Jen, at Cincinnati's Q102. Here's a crime you don't expect to hear about in 2017. People might not have even expected to hear about this in 1917. But a guy is in the hospital right now after a Wild West shootout at a saloon in Tombstone, Arizona on Friday night.
I love Tombstone.
I bet they do have saloons still there, don't they?
Apparently, a 47-year-old guy named James Roberson got into an argument with another guy, and James wound up shooting the guy in the leg. He was arrested on suspicion of aggravated assault. Tombstone is where the gunfight at the OK Corral happened back in 1881, which included Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and has been featured in tons of movies.
Like Tombstone!
The shootout on Friday night happened at a bar called Doc Holliday's Saloon.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That is not cool, but cool.
Any of you guys watch Westworld on HBO?
No. I don't know what that is.
No, it's supposedly one of the better shows. I mean, didn't they get nominated for a bunch of Emmys and things? I watched a few episodes at the very beginning of it. It's only been on one season, but it's about a Western city that's set up like the old West, but it's a vacation destination, and it's like how you go to a theme park, like how you go to rock and roll camp and you're a rock star. Well, here you go and you're a cowboy.
Is it funny
it's like a serious, because the people that are playing the parts of, you know, the prostitute and the saloon owner and the bad guys, they're all robots.
Oh, wow.
And so they start to think on their own.
Oh, geez.
It gets to a point where they start to think on their own. So it's really cool. It's a very different.
I'm kind of intrigued with that.
It's a very different kind of show, but it's cool to watch the old West stuff modern day.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not John Wayne. It's, it's.
What platform
different.
Is Westworld on?
I do believe it is an HBO series.
Have to look that
check
up.
Check that out.
Yeah.
This guy, not exactly a master of disguise, a man in a ski mask, busted into a KFC in Baton Rouge, Louisiana earlier this month. He pulled a gun on the two people working there and demanded all the cash in the registers. But while one of them got him the money, the other one thought he recognized him as a former coworker, a 28-year-old guy named Cleveland Willis. So he asked, "Cleveland, is that you?" And the robber responded, quote, "No, it's not me."
Which is exactly what Jeff would do.
Damn it.
Jake Thomas, is that you?
I almost got Jeff in that one of those situations this morning when I was talking to him on our Facebook live chat. He was talking about the Q102 secret sound, which we're about to do here in just a few minutes. And I was like, "Are you allowed to give another clue?" And he was like, "Yeah." I go, "What is it?" And he almost read it. And it's supposed to be a surprise.
Guy took off in his car with about $600. Employees called the cops and told them Cleveland had robbed them and he was arrested for armed robbery.
No, it's not me.
He did exactly what Raymond did in White Men Can't Jump.
"Hey, give me your money. Raymond, that's you."
No, just say Raymond. Nah.
"Take off that goddamn mask and put down that gun. What you trying to do?"
"Look, man, I got me a couple of chumps on the line over here at the park, man. Come on, man, loan me some money, man. Loan me some money."
It's been too long. I need to watch that movie
again. It is so funny. You forget how I watched it when I was on maternity leave. It was on TV. I was like, "Oh, my God, that movie is hilarious."
Uh-huh.
When she plays the Jeopardy game and has the foods that start with Q, you forget how hilarious that part is in the movie.
All right. You know what? I'm going to move on to the next story. Just in the interest of time.
Just read the headline of that one.
Yeah, I'm going to save that one for after 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, very quickly here, and then we'll get to the secret sound. If you happen to be in a healthy relationship, do not take it for granted. Here are six ways of being in a good relationship. Six ways being in a good relationship can improve your health. Number one, it reduces stress. Obviously, relationships can up your stress level sometimes, but overall, they actually say that people in committed relationships have lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol.
But in good stress, in good relationships.
Yes, in good committed relationships. Number two, it is good for your mental health. A study in 2009 found people in, again, healthy relationships do have a lower risk of developing mental health issues. Number three, it makes you happier in general. Being around someone you love ups your levels of the feel-good hormone oxytocin. Even if you've been together for years, it still seems to have that impact. Number four, you physically heal faster. There was a study in 2010 where researchers gave people tiny blisters, and people who were in relationships healed faster than single people did, possibly because they had higher oxytocin levels and less stress. Just being with the right person makes you feel healthier. Study at the University of Missouri a few years ago found that people who were in happy marriages rated their overall health higher than single people. And finally, you're more motivated to be healthy when you're in a relationship, a healthy relationship. A study in 2013 found that you're less likely to have a heart attack when you're in a long-term relationship, possibly because being with someone makes you care more about your overall health.
There you go.
You may not necessarily be as self-destructive as you might be if you weren't.
Look how hard you're trying not to look at me right
what?
Now.
What are you talking about?
Because you totally want to look at me right
That's
now.
That's not true.
I'd like to see you in a relationship.
7:42, Jeff and Jen, Cincinnati's Q102. Bill is looking for a second date update with this lady named Christine. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man. You want to fill us in on Christine? Tell us how the two you met and how that first date went?
Ugh. I got to tell you,
oh, Bill,
this dating thing is hard.
I know.
I was married for 18 years, and I was with my ex for 6 years before that.
Oh, gosh.
So it's been a long time.
Yeah.
I did any dating.
Wow.
Modern day, I am not a fan.
No, it's changed.
Yeah, it's
changed
world.
Just in the past five, let alone the past, what, 23, 24 years?
No kidding.
Yeah.
Gosh, way back when you were dating your wife, she had to be at home when you called her, because that was the only option for a phone at that time, really.
Right.
Were cell phones even a thing 24 years ago?
You'd have to leave a message on the machine.
I know.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And you were always out. You always met somebody out.
But right.
Here, I'm jumping on board. I'm on Match. I'm on eHarmony. I'm on Bumble.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You're on everything.
Yeah, so I met her on Bumble, and she's great. We met up for lunch, and I have to say, I really thought we got along. Conversation was easy. She asks a lot of questions, and I like that. It's a lot easier for me to answer questions than it is for me to come up with things to talk about.
People take that two different ways. Some people are cool with that. Other people feel like they're being interrogated.
Most people, when I ask them questions, they say it's the latter.
Oh. What are you, a cop?
I don't know.
You might ask too many.
So, Bill, it was well received then. You were cool with it.
Yeah, 24 years out of the game, I was relieved that she was asking lots of questions.
Yeah.
Plus, if you've ever taken an eHarmony questionnaire, they ask you about 1,000 anyway. So
yeah, that's a commitment.
Yeah, and we laughed. She smiled a lot. You know, she never looked bored or uninterested.
Good.
Fine, I'm not sure if I know what I'm doing. We shook hands at the end. And it was just in the middle of lunch, you know, middle of the day. And I said I'd message her, and she said, okay, I did. And I haven't heard back, but by all accounts, I thought it was a good date. I do totally understand that I may not know what I'm doing here. And if that's the case, I'd like to learn from this going forward.
So if you can't get a second date, you're open to feedback is what you're saying. Is that
Absolutely.
It, Bill?
Absolutely.
Okay. There's nothing worse than feeling like, gee, I think it's going well, and she's smiling, and she seems interested, but I've been out of this game for so long, I don't trust my own instincts.
I don't like the handshake at the end. That feels kind of impersonal to me, but
well,
I don't
know.
Well,
it's going to depend on the handshake, you know.
If you
haven't
pull
you
it
ever
in.
Done one of these, you know? Well, now, hey, watch
did
that
like,
finger.
Did yeah. you like that one?
You know, but I mean, if you do one of these.
When you use the other hand.
Other hand
you kind
to
of
cover.
Grasp
or pull
yeah.
towards
yes,
you.
Yes, you make a little sandwich out of his hand.
Yeah, those are non-verbs. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do on a first date if
a hug. A nice little hug.
A hug.
Well, it's a lunch date, too, so that always makes it a little awkward because, you know, in the middle of the day.
Maybe I'm just a hugger. Let's just.
You are a hugger.
and
you make
spooner.
That announcement. You warn people.
I do.
Yeah.
Well, they go to hug you, and I'm like, I'm a hugger.
Well, you know what? It's almost easier to take the initiative on the hug thing.
Because it doesn't get awkward.
Right, because it's awkward. It's like, I can take it or leave it, the hug. I don't care if somebody else wants to hug me. That's fine. Am I going to initiate it? Maybe. I don't know. But I almost think that it's easier just to go, I'm a hugger, and hug them no matter what.
Oh, like I do?
Just hug everybody.
I do that. I go, give me
yep.
a hug.
Yep.
And then I go, I'm a hugger, sorry. They yep. can't get mad at you about spreading
it's like,
that.
Screw them if they've got personal space issues. You know, gee. I'm just going to announce that I'm a hugger and I'm going to yes. hug them whether they want any part of it or not.
You're thanks. Right.
Let's just eliminate awkwardness.
I
if
will
there's awkwardness,
hug him
it's
and
on
squeeze
you.
Him.
And yeah. call him Jeff.
That's right.
All right, Bill, tell you what, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll call her up. We'll see what she has to say. We'll call Christine, find out what she thought of her lunch date with you. See if we can't get a second date out of it as Second Date Update continues next with Jeff and Jen on Cincinnati's Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at CBGAirport.com.